Good morning. Today it's Wednesday. It's hump day. So I bet everybody might be feeling a little bit down. It's the middle of the week. But on the bright side, it's halfway over. Which means that the worst part of the week could be over. Which is great, because everybody wants a new start to a week. And so just consider hump day the new start to your week. So, the verse this morning is Matthew 11:15. This verse reads, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And that's it. That's how short the verse is. And it's great that way. Verses this short are clear to the point, and I love them. So, the first part says, "He who has ears to hear." So, God made us all with ears, didn't he? So that is why he gave us ears, to hear him. But we have to know how to hear him. And in order to hear him, we have to train ourselves to hear him by having a relationship with him and talking to him every day. The second part of the verse says, "Let him hear." He is telling us that if we have ears, which we all do because God made us with ears, then we can hear him. But we have to want to. And that's the key. We have to build a relationship with him and want to hear him. He's everywhere around us. He's always watching over us and always protecting us. And he's always talking to us too. Whether it be through other people, through nature, or through the actions that we see somebody do. Just remember as you go throughout this day that God is working through everyone around you. And he's trying to get to you. He really wants you to hear what he has to say. So just take a moment out of your day and look around. While you're looking, try to see the good in the world and what God has a hand in. And just listen. Because he has so much to tell you. And everything he has to tell you is so good. He wants to make your day better. Just let him. So that was the verse this morning. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. It's hump day, guys. Hump day is great because it's a new start to the same old week. Bye.